It is 13 minutes past 9 o'clock at Club 1220 KLBB, and as promised, Phil Olson, the author of a number of plays, including the popular Don't Hug Me series. And Phil, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Well, of course, Phil and his troupe staged a very successful series of shows, a Don't Hug Me Christmas in Minneapolis, and then you have to take it all down and get the troops on the road, and you're mounting a new production up in Coon Rapids starting this weekend.
That's right, at the brand new Bunker Hills Dinner Theater at the Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids. They have this beautiful, newly renovated, rustic, it looks like a gigantic Northwoods cabin. It's just beautiful, the building is, that we're doing it in.
And that is, like we said, a new venue, something new for the Coon Rapids area. Just wonderful to see the people at Bunker Hills giving Dinner Theater a try.
Yeah, they did it there several years ago, and then the building, complete renovation on the building, and again, beautiful rustic log cabin looking facility. It's the Bunker Hills Golf Club Event Center is where it takes place, and I'm looking forward to it. We put the set up 2 days ago, and the set, of course, is a Northwoods bar, so it's very appropriate for what we're doing, the location.
You didn't have to do all that much, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
But just talk about, you know, you had a long run at the New Century Theater in downtown Minneapolis with a Don't Hug Me Christmas. What's the transition period like for you and for the actors and the stage hands and the people who put on this show? Do you get a couple of weeks off to rest?
Yeah, the actors have done Don't Hug Me before, so we're bringing back the original Don't Hug Me. We haven't done it for 10 years in the Twin Cities, so this is the first time we're bringing Don't Hug Me back. We've done a Don't Hug Me Christmas Carol. There are five, by the way, five Don't Hug Me musicals. The original Don't Hug Me, which is the one we're doing at Bunker Hills, a Don't Hug Me Christmas Carol, which has been running for 9 years, like you said, in downtown Minneapolis, 9 years in a row. And we have a Don't Hug Me County Fair, Don't Hug Me I'm Pregnant, Don't Hug Me We're Married, so there are five of them. So we're bringing back the original Don't Hug Me using many of the same cast members from the very first time we did Don't Hug Me 11 years ago in Minneapolis. And so they've done it before, and we've also toured in various cities in northern, southern Minnesota with this show, so they've done it before. They don't need, you know, they rehearse for 2 or 3 weeks, so they do take a couple weeks off after a Don't Hug Me Christmas Carol in Minneapolis to do this. So they get some time off.
So at the Bunker Hills Event Center in Coon Rapids, the first show of Don't Hug Me is this Friday, and it runs through March 16th. How many shows, and how can people get tickets?
There are 23 shows. We run Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays at the Bunker Hills Event Center at the Golf Club, Bunker Hills Golf Club. They can get tickets by calling 763-951-7244, 763-951-7244. Or if you go online at donthugme.com and go to find tickets, then all the information and the links to the ticketing are there. So you can, two different ways.
Yeah. And this will be a dinner theater, so we have dinner theater packages, by the way, also on sale at our KLBB Super Saver store website, so you may want to check that out as well. But this is a dinner theater, and what's that like for a performer as people, you try to get everything to mesh time-wise to get the show in on time and...
Right. Well, like, for example, the Friday show starts at 7:30. Seating for dinner starts at 5:30. And it's a great menu. The chef, Audrey Hermanson, designed the menu. They have pan-fried walleye, which is my favorite food of all time. I live in Los Angeles now. I don't get, every time I come here, I have to have walleye. They have pan-fried walleye is one of the choices. Beef bordelaise. Is that how you pronounce it? Beef
bordelaise. I think you're right.
It's a little fancy for me. Chicken, but you know, I'm a fan of beef anyway. Chicken piccata, tortellini, primavera. It's a full three-course dinner, and that starts the seating 2 hours before showtime. But I'm really looking forward to it. I had a walleye sandwich at the golf club a couple days ago after putting the setup, and it was great.
Given the Minnesota kind of traditions of Don't Hug Me, I'm a bit surprised if walleye is not mandatory.
Well, we do, and I think because we hit one of the songs in Don't Hug Me is, the title is I'm a Walleye Woman in a Crappie Town. And so I think that they wanted, that was part of their motivation for doing that.
Yeah, you can always get walleye afterwards, too. So,
oh, yeah.
If you get inspired by Don't Hug Me, stick around at the Bunker Hills Event Center. We're talking with Phil Olson of Don't Hug Me, and as Phil mentioned, this was the first of the five musicals that were developed based on the characters of Gunnar and Clara Johnson, Gunnar and Clara Johnson, and their friends up in northern Minnesota, Bunyan Bay, Minnesota. But this has to be a special one for you because this is where you developed the whole story.
This was the very first one. Yeah, this Don't Hug Me. And I live in Los Angeles, and this is where I developed it in L.A. The world premiere was out there. And, yeah, this is really special. And the actors really like this one the best because, I mean, it has certain, you know, emotional kind of, they bring back memories of, you know, the first time they did it. But yeah, this is, you know, Gunnar and Clara Johnson own this bar, the little bar called The Bunyan up in northern Minnesota, a little town called Bunyan Bay. And I'm Norwegian, by the way, if you haven't figured that out, on all 100% on all sides. My father was, you know, the Norwegian who loved his wife so much he almost told her. And so the whole Don't Hug Me thing comes from my upbringing. The whole, you know, the closest we came to hugging was that kind of arm's length, pat on the shoulders, awkward kind of hug. Well, Gunnar Johnson is very emotionally reserved, and the romance has left their marriage. They've been married for a long time. They're the owners of the bar, and Clara would like to get the romance back. Of course, Gunnar doesn't want to have anything to do with it. In fact, he wants to just sell the bar and move to Florida. It's 70 below zero with the wind chill out, you know, on this particular day, and he's just had it with the weather. So kind of like today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, come on now.
But Clara wants to stay because, you know, she used to be a Winter Carnival Bunyan Queen. She's got some royalty in her blood, and her family's there, so she doesn't want to leave. And then Bernice Lundstrom, we have another character as the pretty young waitress at the Bunyan, and she wants to pursue singing. She'd rather be a Broadway performer than be a waitress at the Bunyan. Of course, her fiancé, Knut Gunderson. Knut is the owner of the Camp and Canoe and Fishing Store. He's the Donald Trump of Bunyan Bay, Knut Gunderson is. And her fiancé, and he doesn't want her to work at all. He just wants her to stay in town. And then into town comes Arvid Gisselson, the fast-talking karaoke salesman. He's the music man. And he promises to bring more romance into their lives through the magic of karaoke. And, of course, you know, when Gunnar hears that, the lutefisk hits the fan.
Well, Phil Olson, I got to ask you, you debuted Don't Hug Me in California. And I know there are Minnesota expatriates living out in L.A., but what was the reaction like from the audiences as you presented these jokes about Minnesota to an audience that is in the sunshine and 70 degrees year round?
Well, they really enjoyed it. It was just going to be a 6-week run at a theater in Los Angeles, and it ended up running for 6 months. It just kept getting extended and extended, and it won all sorts of awards. It was the best original musical at the Los Angeles Artistic Director Achievement Awards. It won all these, and I think because it was so unique to them at the time. And also, it's about relationships. It's, you know, I try to stay away from the Ole and Lena, you know, it sounded like I was coming up with some Ole and Lena jokes, but I really kind of try to keep it a little bit more generic and more, it's really a story about relationships. The Gunnar and Clara have been married for a long time. Romance is gone, and she would like him to open up and be less reserved. And of course, the younger relationship with Bernice and Knut, and just starting out. And then we have a love triangle. So it's really a story about relationships more than kind of the in you know, Minnesota jokes. And so I think that's why they appreciated it.
Don't Hug Me, the original version of the Don't Hug Me musical chain, and it is beginning this Friday night, February 12th, at the Bunker Hills Event Center at the Bunker Hills Golf Course up in Coon Rapids. Runs through March the 16th. You can find out all the information at don'thugme.com. You can also go to the Bunker Hills Event Center website. They have all the show times. 952-951-7244 for ticket information. Dinner theater production going on at the Bunker Hills Golf Course up in Coon Rapids starting on Friday. And, of course, Valentine's Day weekend, great time to have it.
Great, yeah. We have a song, My Smorgasbord of Love, which is designed especially for Valentine's.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's one of the songs.
I bet you were unhappy to hear about the old Country Buffet closing down across the Twin Cities.
It is a disappointment to me. We used to go to the, what was the Swiss Chalet?
Yes, that was another one.
Yeah. We used to do the smorgasbord, but...
The Jolly Troll.
Yes.
The Jolly Troll.
Exactly. All you can eat.
Phil Olson, Dinner Theater coming up. Don't Hug Me, the original production, has not been seen in the Twin Cities in 11 years. So if you loved a Don't Hug Me Christmas, now's a chance to meet the characters once again. Bunker Hills Event Center at Bunker Hills Golf Course in Coon Rapids beginning on Friday. Phil, as always, thanks so very much,
Jeff,
for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Club 1220, KLBB.